welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky find out who makes the better Malbec. Is it Chile or Argentina? As they pit the Chilean Apatagua Reserva Malbec against the Vallejo Aje Malbec from Argentina. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight I am joined by Scott, the unlicensed taxi driver.
Good evening, folks. I'm glad to be here and glad to revisit a friend tonight.
Oh, yes, that's true. I didn't know who you'd seen, but nevertheless, also on the show tonight in the Becky Lounge. She is still in a wheelchair.
Convalescing.
I'm not in a wheelchair tonight.
That's true. She's not. She is in a winged-backed chair with an ottoman, with a mic stand, with her mic just gently there, with a shelf with all of her accoutrement next to her, her water, her wine.
Doesn't it look like I need a big cigar?
You could. You could. And you have a blanket on you.
I know.
Yes,
I do feel extra infirm when I wear a blanket on my lower half.
Well, you do look like you're in hospice right now.
I'm
just joking.
I wouldn't go that way. I'd go like a big book. You need a big book. Then it would be complete.
Can't believe
a mug of hot chocolate.
I didn't realize what hospice was about until after I said it. And then I went, that's too extreme. But nevertheless.
It's extreme, extreme.
That's true. Bo is also.
He's an awful, awful man.
Well, you know, yes. What are you going to do? Bo is also here tonight, checking on Becky. He is her nursemaid, which would be a very bad. You just would be dead then if he was going to wait on you. Because he would take things from you. He already sniffed into your bag, you know, and found your whatever
You'd
it was.
At least have an enthusiastic caretaker.
We're almost 5 weeks into my break, and Bo is still beside himself.
Yes, he doesn't know what to make of it. But then again, he doesn't know what to make of anything.
Every time he gets near my knee, he freaks out.
Yeah, he's just stupid. But nevertheless, on tonight's show, we like to do these little comparisons where we pit two countries against each other. Last week it was, or was it last week? No, it was 2 weeks ago. We had a battle of Pinot Noir where we had the Italian versus the Cali. Uh-huh. You know, Italians won somehow. But tonight we're doing Malbec.
That was a good night.
I know. It was a good night. Hopefully tonight will be better.
Tonight we're doing South American Malbecs.
We are. We are going to pit a Chilean Malbec versus an Argentinian Malbec for no other reason but the fact is we want to drink these two wines. But which one is different?
I'm kind of sad we're drinking them on the same night because I'm hoping they're both going to be fantastic.
Well, drinking them on the same night is more of an opportunity to get turnt. But that's okay.
Well.
That's okay.
There's that.
That's turnt, yes, with a T. Nevertheless. From the Chilean side, we have, as Scott had referenced, an old friend on the show.
An old friend.
A friend that's been sitting in the green room for quite some time now. And it's the Apatagua is back on the show, but this is their Malbec. We've never done their Malbec, but it is the Reserva line, just like the Cabernet we've done, just like the Pinot Noir we've done. They have a Malbec. They have a Carmenier. They have many things, many, many things. White wines, which we won't drink, but they have them.
And is this Chocagua or is this Maipo?
This is
Malé Valley.
Malé Valley. 100% Malbec. It's actually from one vineyard, the Joaquin Vineyard. I don't believe it's a... They're not bouncing all over the place, essentially, is where it's from. 40% of the wine is aged in French oak, though. So that's exciting.
We always like that.
So exciting.
But from Argentina, though, we have a bit of a... I don't know, a ringer? It's a powerhouse. It's going to be quite a bit, I think, for the Apatagua to overtake the Argentinian representative. And we don't have Cantina on the show because that would be boring. Well, no. This is a different one. This is Vallejo Aje Malbec, okay? And it's from the Unco Valley. Now, there's a very special reason why I believe it will be a powerhouse. But I'll reveal that in the segment for that wine.
I want to hear you say that name of that wine again.
It's Vallejo, and although it looks like Vallejo, but it's Vallejo Aje. Vaglio Aje.
Sounds like a fish.
I know. But it is, I believe the winery is Vaglio, and the name of the wine is Aje. But Aje is spelled A-G-G-I-E. Hmm. So American would say Vaglio Aggie, but it's not. I used...
Them Aggies?
Yes, I used Google Translate. So, nevertheless, it also, though, is 100% Malbec. So we have two wines that are similar from two different countries within the same continent. How will they differ?
So geographic.
I know. And they're, you know, the Alpatog was about $12 and the Vaglio is about $19.
Ooh. Can you buy both of these right now on wine.com?
In theory.
The Alpatog was.
Well, I mean, just like, are they?
They are currently out of stock.
Both of them are sold out right now?
At the moment, okay. Yes. But they were both bought on wine.com, okay. Naturally. So.
Could you speak to what makes Chile and Argentina prime Malbec growing regions? Because we've talked a lot about and mocked to some extent people saying, I drink Argentinian Malbecs. So,
you know, first of all, Malbec is a Bordeaux grape. And both Chile and Argentina have roots in French influence. So my guess is one reason is popularity and the soil types, whatnot, have lent to mm-hmm. better Malbec growing. But Malbec is, I mean, yes, that's what everybody knows it for, Argentinian Malbecs. And yeah, they do probably grow more single varietal Malbecs than most other places. But your other Bordeaux varietals are also, you know, Cabernet and whatnot, are also very well grown and very, very popular. Yeah,
I'm not sure how much Malbec's grown in Chile.
I know. No, it's not as much. It's
I know.
More,
I'm wondering, is Chile like the redheaded stepbrother, or are we? Can we be even more arrogant and pompous by saying, well, I only drink Chilean?
Ooh. Well, that's part of what tonight is about.
You know, it's funny. Usually when we talk about somebody mocking something, we're talking about the wine guy. Yeah. But in this interest, in this instance, when it comes to mocking people who say, I only drink Argentinian Malbecs, that'd be a triple B mockery.
That would be.
That'd be a classic triple B mockery.
It is me.
It's more hatred, though. Than
it's
so judgmental.
It's a little, well, I wouldn't go as far as, yeah.
It's a thing.
It's difficult.
It's a thing. But when you're in your own, you know, I don't know what you call it, lounge area, you have your own lounge area designed for you.
What else are you?
All I'm saying is I haven't seen those x-rays. That's all I'm saying. But you have your own lounge area set up for yourself. To call someone else being pompous for enjoying an Argentinian Malbec might be a bit of a stretch. So, folks.
This is the person who pushed her down the stairs and broke her leg to begin with, allegedly.
Also, I want you to know I was a little bit of a diva tonight for my clothes.
A little bit of a diva?
I always get so cold down here. And what Rob, sweatshirt-wise, what Rob brought out. How many did you bring out? Three?
Three.
And he was like,
none of them
at
worked.
The end of his patience.
I don't like that. No, that's not why I said. I want a different one. I said, what in the hell? I want your sweatshirt.
So I got her the ugliest one I had.
This is perfect. It's
good.
Huge. It's
you
so
can
nice.
Keep it.
I love
you can fit
sweatshirt.
Six people in that thing.
It is big, but I like it.
Omar the tent maker made that thing. My mom bought that for me. Apparently she thinks I'm obese.
Well,
she's bought me similarly sized clothing before.
Yes, six Robs could fit in that thing.
Yeah.
You could have a three-ring circus
it's
with
not
a
bad
lion.
Thing. It's lovely,
that.
Though.
It's
a nice sweatshirt.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Anyways.
It's in the big and tall section of the big and tall section.
Before we get any more into the Apatagua wine.
Yes.
I hope that this episode airs soon.
Yes.
Because we got a hilarious Facebook comment tonight, Scott.
Oh, really?
We did.
It's so funny.
Well, first of all, you have to read, and this was the Le Vieux Donjon episode. I wrote a very honest-ish, tongue-in-cheek explanation of the show, the rundown, essentially. And Becky took offense.
So
exception.
Can I tell the story?
I don't know, can you? I was growing old waiting for you, too.
Easy.
So, I'm trying to find it. Hold on.
It's not difficult.
After I said, let me just go to Twitter because I know that's where.
Mm.
So the description of the episode that posted tonight said, in this episode, Rob and Scott wait until Becky goes to bed to open an aged classic.
Which is not entirely
false. It
was a
2001, whatever.
It's up there on the top shelf. We gave it a 95 and a 96. It happens, Scott. I mean, I don't know why. That top shelf. I don't think Becky was here. Well, you were here for the St. Ombre and the Uber Ruth. And the Mary Edwards.
The Mary Edwards.
Yeah.
I would kill you if you had Mary Edwards without me.
Oh. Well, then I know what I'm not airing next week. So, folks, we're going to take a break.
No, hold on. I'm not done. So that was the description. So then our best friend Douglas that introduced us to Apatagua commented, I haven't listened yet, but I'm not comfy with the pattern where you send Becky out for coffee just before you open the good stuff.
We didn't send her out for coffee, Douglas.
Maybe you should host 1 week just with her girlfriends.
Because you could have your friend over that had the real sangria in a screw top.
So then,
the bachelorette crowd.
So then, Scott, Rob threw you under the bus.
But that never happens.
And he said, we would never do such a thing. Well, maybe Scott would.
I think you did.
That's tame compared to normally. I mean, that's... he didn't really throw me under the bus. He kind of like gave me a hip check as I was trying to go up the door. That's tame.
But
that's
true. Said, Douglas, how right you are. I get the $8 wines and then they get the pricey wines.
You're going to get a conga pretty soon.
Well, I know that Rob bought a $3.99 wine and I know I'll be on that episode.
A conga. Just wait for that, folks. Coming soon.
Is that a the conga?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'm just planning on drinking it next week.
It's the shittiest bottle I've ever seen, and it's a conga.
Actually, it's quite...
it's horrible.
I thought the label was pretty. Yes. The label feels cheap, but it's pretty.
It's that old style, cheap, shitty bottle, folks. It doesn't have the dimple, the impression. It's just like kind of flat on the bottom.
And it's
a flat
kind bottom. It feels like it's a sticker.
It is a sticker.
Not like it's been... glued on. It's more like a sticker that they sent through.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. They got, mm-hmm.
Like a ketchup sticker is what it's like.
And it got a 3.1 on Vivino. So that's
not. There's that.
That's not.
I can't wait to
double
try
that. Extrapolate that out. Yeah. You're in the 60s.
Plan on drinking it next Sunday. Whoop, whoop. It's fine.
So, folks, we're going to take a break and then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Unlicensed taxi driver here. When I'm out on the road, mayhem is everywhere. Mayhem doesn't care, but your local Allstate insurance agent, Craig Walters, does care. Are you in good hands? Are you in the good hands of Craig Walters Insurance Agency?
And if you're not, folks, please give Craig a call. His number is 740-862-4585. You can also meet him at his office at 107 North Main Street, Baltimore, Ohio. For auto, home, or life, give Craig a call. And we're back, folks. Scott is arguing with himself as to the origin of Apatagua.
Well, I'm arguing with wine.com.
Well, wine.com. I mean, Jeff didn't write that down right. But nevertheless, the Apatagua, as I referenced before, first of all, we need to do our scores of integrity. So I'm going to write that down. This is just some music while I do this, folks. There we go. This is the best music you've ever heard.
I don't know that was music rather than a...
I don't know.
Itinerant...
I wrote mine down.
Humming...
I don't know. Anyway.
Eclectic sounds.
That's true. 30 to 40% of the wine is aged in French oak for 5 to 6 months, then blended and aged another 3 to 4 months in stainless steel. No reviews that I'm aware of. Somewhere between 12 and 15. This actually, you might be right, Scott. This might have been more than $12.99. It's actually very close to the Vaglio.
Yeah, $15, I think.
I pronounce it different every time, folks. That's right.
Well,
Vaglio.
Valio.
Valio. Vaglio. Valio.
I don't know if that gets a hard G.
Vaglio.
V-A-G-L-I-O.
Vaglio.
Vaglio.
Now, who knows? Anyway, in the glass, this looks proper. Deep, inky, slightly translucent towards the edge, but not bad at all.
No.
Really purpley.
Mm-hmm. Any guesses on how these two wines will differ from one another?
How they'll be different?
Yeah, any guesses? It's not a quiz. It's just a question.
I wonder if Apatawa might be slightly more vegetal, just because we see that sometimes in their other lines.
I personally think it'll be a little more fun and fruity, where the other one is going to be very, very serious.
Yeah, if I would guess anything, I would guess Uko has a little bit of limestone. It's a different soil, a little more rocky soil.
Maybe. Could be. Rocky soil. I don't know. So
have you guys smelled the nose?
That's off the top of my head.
On the nose, it is a wistful nose of...
I'm getting a citrus.
Blackberry.
Oh, I can smell like almost a grapefruit on the nose.
Cassis. And I would, you know what? I'll go with orange peel.
Uko's
like an orange rind.
Yeah. Uko's alluvial soil.
Mm. You lost one time in wine trivia about alluvium soil from Dry Creek Valley Zinfandel. Remember that?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Steve got his right. You got yours wrong.
He totally guessed.
No, he said red or white. So, yeah, like an orange grapefruit peel to it. Absolutely.
I don't know what to think of that. It's unusual.
What need you think of it?
Why it would be there?
Why not?
Because it's a red wine and not a spritzy Sauvignon Blanc.
Uh-huh. Unlearn what you have learned, Padawan.
It's such a surprising but lovely... I'm so...
Bias towards...
I am biased. I was going to say, I'm so excited to take a drink because it's either going to be really cool or wretched.
You're excited to take a drink because it's Apatawa and you're biased.
Yes.
Well,
I have like... 7 bottles of Apatawa in there, 9 bottles of Apatawa in there that I can't drink because she won't let me. Okay. None of it's Pinot, though. Well, no, one is Pinot.
Oh, we are drinking? Okay.
Hmm. Ooh.
Wow.
That is, first of all, it's wildly dry.
Incredibly dry.
Completely savory fruit. Stewed prune. I'm going to take that away from you because you were going to go there. And a little bit of sun-dried tomato. Because it does have a vegetal component to it. But it's not green. It's not,
not a green one. Agreed.
It's all savory.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a good way. There can be a stewy vegetable in a good way.
Uh-huh.
Because there's a bit of a... herbaceousness that's behind it too. It's very, very, first of all, it's undoubtedly Malbec. I mean, you know that. Although it doesn't taste like Alamos or one of those fuckers. What was that one?
I almost choked on my wine when you said that. I was not expecting that to be what you said.
Well, that tastes like shit. You know?
I do think your comment about this being kind of jazzy.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It has a really nice... to me, I can do the front, the mid, and the finish. The finish is nice. The oaking is very well done. I don't feel like it's tannic. It's dry, but I wouldn't say tannic.
It's weighty. It has a weighty, heavier palate.
I would not have really expected this taste off of the nose.
No.
It's not what I anticipated them going for, because it's a little bit different departure from how they're... Cabernets come across. Not necessarily the Pinot, but the Cabernets, in my opinion.
There's something that's tart there, too. Some type of tart fruit.
Yeah.
Sure.
Maybe
a tart blueberry?
Yeah. It's not really like tart cherry, but it's tart. Mm-hmm. Sour, but maybe that's just an expression of slight acidity. But...
It's all very pure... slightly underripe tart fruit, but I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just a little bit of just tiny bit of backbone of tar too mixed in there.
It's a pretty sharp taste, which I enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes you can have things that are sharp like this, then they go metallic. This doesn't go
that doesn't do
far.
That at all. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. You know, honestly, with the South American Malbec, that's a common thing we see that's kind of not so good. That when going it
can,
metallic.
It can kind of fall down the stairs occasionally, Alamos.
Quite a few.
Remember that? Yeah. What was the La Hormigas de Altos? Is that what it was?
Sounds right.
We had that. We liked that a lot. That was fresh and vibrant. This is a little bit heavier than that. You and I liked that a lot. It was $12.99. That was a delicious wine.
It's just a when you're out and you do restaurant Malbecs, you just get that little metallic-y thing.
It's
and
because
it's
I'm not sure what they're buying when they do that. Like the I think it's Las Hormigas or Los Hormigas. It might be Los Hormigas.
Yeah.
The Los Hormigas was great. I liked that wine a lot. And this wine is different than that. This is more of a business suit version of Malbec. That was more of a, you know, mariachi band on the beach kind of Malbec. But but I like that. I like the mariachi band on the beach. But I just envisioned that, and it's bizarre. But, you know, this is a little more of the, darling, we're going out for dinner tonight, and I'm going to be wearing my nice suit.
I will tell you this.
Uptown.
This wine is a drinker wine. Like, I want to drink this wine.
Sure. It's serious, but at the same time, you like everything about it.
Yeah.
Not to say that everyone would like everything about it. I mean, you have to have a background in French wines where they're not going for this bright, fruity Cali shit. This is not Cali. You're never going to mistake it for Cali. And if you like Paso Robles, Bo, could you be louder with things? Could you break, like, a plate over a fucking table?
He's working on a dog bone.
He's working on a dog bone, folks. Sorry about that. Nevertheless, if you like Paso Robles, you like those things that are fruit bombs. I think I saw a term called cherry bombs. If you like things that taste like that, you need to probably get an insulin shot. But at the same time, you're not going to like this because this is savory fruit. You know? Now, more obtuse wine drinkers that listen to NPR would enjoy this. But I listen to NPR, so it's all right. Ham radio. Hobbyists.
Yes. This is not for the Dornfeldner crowd?
That's a little bit more extreme, man. Dornfeldner, they got something wrong with them. There's nothing necessarily wrong with you. You're just a little... You find pleasure in, you know, more intellectual things. You do not drink a 1.5 liter of real sangria and have problems with the screw top.
Bo is so loud.
He is. He's like... Arr, arr, arr. And if you saw him, folks, you would say, what is that? That's the dumbest looking thing in the entire world.
Beautiful.
Well, he is beautiful, but he's the dumbest looking
thing.
He's a baby. Just a dumb butt. Do you understand what I'm getting at? It is an intellectual wine, although it's not wildly complex. The flavors require you to enjoy the more serious side of wine.
Yes. The other thing I'm having a hard time getting my head around, I expected more out of the oaking on this. Mm. It's very...
But it's minute for them. Because a lot of their reservas, what are they doing?
Yeah.
10 to 12 months.
But typically there's a more of an expression of oak, and this is...
Well, but with Malbec, you don't want to restrain that as much with the oak. But yeah, it's 30 to 40% of the wine for 5 to 6 months, and that's used oak. I think it's 1 or 2 year use.
Mm-hmm.
So you're having used oak for a short period of time and a small amount.
Right.
I mean, say if they did 30% for 5 months, and then they're putting it back into stainless steel to blend it all, to mellow it out. All they want is just a light kiss. And there is a light kiss there, but, you know, they know what they're going for. It's strange, though, that every product that we've done with them has been quality. Just quality, a good wine, well done wine.
And I don't think this is a beginner's wine by any means. But like I said, knowing that we're doing this wine, we're doing another wine, and we're doing like these measured portions, I'm like, dang man, I would drink this whole bottle. It is so tasty. I feel like it's so interesting.
Well, in fairness, Scott and I aren't doing measured.
I think it has a, you know, you said it is that drinkable. There's a nature of fun about it, too.
It is.
I think that little
Well, for you.
Sour fruit thing.
Yep. But for you it is. It's fun for you and I and Becky.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just saying that the person has lipstick on their teeth. It's not fun for them.
It's not, well, but we're saying we like it. We think it's fun. I do think that whatever the tart fruit is in there is super fun. The oak at the end is pretty light. I really think it kind of adds to the mouthfeel and the finish, but it's really not. Mm-hmm.
Right now, James Suckling was looking in the mirror just to make sure. Oh, no, I'm fine.
Not pronounced, I wouldn't say.
Yeah. It's a beauty.
It's a good wine.
It's very fun.
I just need one more splash before we move on to the Vajlio.
See?
Just a little bit.
How many times have I said it's a drinking wine?
Oh, no, it's a great wine. Yeah. It's Apatagua, of course.
That's very nice.
Yes, yeah, I know. It's a good wine, and bravo, Apatagua.
Yeah, again.
Now, here's the question. Do we want to review each wine at the end of the segment or at the end of the show?
I think last time you made us do...
I think we should review it now.
Okay.
Don't you? That way we're not tainted by the other. And then you have to remember. It's hard. Your memory is bad.
It is hard to remember. I always put down notes.
Mm-hmm. We're going to review this wine right now, folks. But this wine is one of those things. I appreciate Malbec in its many forms.
Oh, I was trying... I was looking at... Something that we didn't do at the beginning of the episode is talk about Malbec in general and what we should be looking for. Because I feel like we've done a lot of Zin, we've done a lot of Cab, but Malbec is different.
It is, and it's not one that... I mean, I don't think any of us are necessarily Malbec fans. I mean, I don't dislike it because it's a red wine. Hell, but...
Yeah, it wouldn't be like my number one choice.
No, we just had so many that are just meh.
Yeah.
I always look for the fleshiness of the grape, and this one has that. Yeah. You know, you just taste that grape skin is right there. And maybe it's a little bit of the tannin, but it's just that slight bit of fleshiness in that grape that I always look for. And that's how I, you know, they don't tend to be subtle and refined like a Cabernet might be. They just maybe just a little bit more rustic.
So, you know,
slightly.
When I was...
at least the ones I like, anyway.
Mm-hmm. Looking at some of the like trademarks of mm-hmm. it, something that I found that was interesting about why Malbec really got moved to South America
mm-hmm.
is because in 1956 in Bordeaux, they had a really bad frost and it mm-hmm. killed over 75% of their Malbec crop.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think due to that loss, they kind of looked to outsource it somewhere else. And the Wikipedia article that I looked at said that Australia can't do a good Malbec because they just don't have the right temperatures. But they found like Argentina and hopefully, I mean, well, Chile, Argentina this is fantastic.
That's cooler areas. Yeah. I mean, that it's semi-arid and cooler.
Without the threat of frost mm-hmm. like
and,
they had in
Bordeaux. I mean, there's an argument to be made. Australia doesn't do anything right, but that's not
easy. I was waiting for you to say that. I was kind of like wondering if I left that out there.
Penfold, Saint-Henri, uh-huh. you know, beyond that. I mean... By the way,
and that's where all of the what's-his-face Snoop Dogg wine comes from.
Yes. Becky, strangely enough, I found there's another bottle of Penfold Saint-Henri that just showed up in the wine vault.
So weird.
I don't know where that came from. Actually, I do.
Hold on. I want to tell you all something.
We needed a home.
This week, Scott, I'm at home with mm-hmm. our children
okay.
in a wheelchair, right?
Yes.
I want to touch base with my boss.
Sure.
And I have to say, hang on a second. I think my son is talking to the FedEx man.
That's right.
I had to wheel over, wave, so that he would know that I was over 21 and an adult. Like, he thought I would leave my 5-year-old at home by himself.
Well, he's not very bright.
Roll over, take the wine, and roll back and continue my touch base with my boss.
Which one was that? What was that wine? I don't recall.
But I'm sure you did it quite safely because Rob wasn't there to foil your plans or trip you or knock you out of the wheelchair trying to injure you again.
Oh, that was a New Zealand Pinot Noir from Marlboro. That is going to be very... Clos-Henri.
My boss was dying laughing, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. He could not stop laughing at the idea of me rolling over in a wheelchair to get my husband's wine and roll it back.
I need to get William a fake ID so he can. So let's go around the room and give the Apatagua
Scott's
score.
Scott's embarrassed for me, aren't you? The things I have to put up with.
I'm just trying to make your life easier. So over the Triple B, the Apatagua Reserva Malbec. Yeah.
So, as much as I hate to say there is an area of improvement.
Uh-oh.
The area of improvement that I would give for this is if it were more tannic. I would love that. You know that I'm a sucker
for it. It's right there. If you want a marker to, like, circle its flaws on the bottle, you can.
That being said, I wanted to get that out of the way because I think that the wine guy really nailed it and that this would be kind of a jazzy, fun wine.
Nailed it.
It's different in the way that it tastes, which is so exciting. When you've had tons of different wine and you have something that's different, that's a really exciting thing. It does not happen often. The... whatever the tartness is in the middle of it really just wakes up the wine for me. I am a really big fan. The nose is so different than what it tastes like. They're both phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Normally when we have a really good nose that doesn't taste like the nose, it's normally like horrific. But this is really, really well done. Mm-hmm. I am going to give it an 88.
88 of your points. On to the unlicensed taxi driver.
And I'm like at 88, 89.
So. Why don't you have an 89? Listen to your heart.
Because I'm trying to be...
Oh, come on.
I'm not going to change my score because of Perestroika.
Well, okay. Dun, 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 dun.
I'm between an 87 and an 88. I'm also going to go with the 88.
Oh, God.
This is fun. This is... what I really like about it is... I think its best feature is how astringent it is.
Yeah.
Astringency, yeah.
And then everything else is just kind of like little colors off to the side. The savory fruit, the little sour, unripe berry thing, the tanginess about it, the finish... You know, the finish has dissipated a little bit for me. It seemed to be really long at first, and now it's like, I don't know, it's like it's washed out or something. Well, but
you know, it's not,
and I don't know. 88's a good score for this, I think,
because that's also what I gave it, an 88. and it's a different style. Like I said, the Los Hormigas, I think that's what it is. It was a fresher, vibrant style, but you know, different times, different moods, different emotions. This is going to be the drink of choice at some time where that would be a different time. That's going to be more summertime. This is more wintertime. The thing is, it is a serious side of Malbec, and I appreciate that. That's the biggest thing I like, because they're not trying to, ooh, look up our fruit bomb. Fuck that.
No.
They're trying to do a serious wine, and they nail that. Is it as complex as it could be? No, not really. But it doesn't cost very much money to begin with. So it's a spot-on effort. But it's one of these things. And Apatagua tends to be there, where it's a great value.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily, you know, set the world on fire. It just does a good job.
Yep. Once again, it's that.
Forward to drinking
it. Now, the Pinot... quasi sets the world on fire.
Stop there.
And you know, and the Cabernets are better than this, but at the same time, this is extremely good, especially in a varietal that isn't necessarily our bag. We're not in love with the Malbec, so hey,
very well done.
Yeah, good job.
In ranking this in the varietals we've had from Apatagua. This is bottom of the scale for me, though.
Yes, because Malbec would be bottom of the scale for you.
But for the maker, I much prefer the Cab over this.
Well, yes, because you prefer Cab.
Nonetheless, I think this is...
It's Malbec. You don't like Malbec as much. And that's fine.
I don't think it's...
What?
I think it's good. I think they've done a good job with it. And I think...
This is Malbec. It's Malbec. They say this is Malbec.
But it's not just because we don't care for Malbec. I think Apatagua, Pinot, then there's a big gap to the Cab, and then the Malbec's below the Cab.
And I know you don't care, but Scott's bullshitting.
No, no, serious, very serious business here.
He never wears clean underwear.
No, I put a fresh pair on right before I walked out the door.
I just had to rhyme. So, folks, we're going to take a break because then we have to come back with the Vajlio Ahe Malbec here on the Wine Vault. Did I pronounce it correct that time?
Sure.
And we need to pause it to find out what our children are doing running around.
That's fair enough. So, folks, we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault. Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back. And we're back, folks. So, on to the Argentinian contender, the Vajlio Ahe Malbec from Unco Valley.
In this corner!
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, 100% Malbec from a 52-acre vineyard, 8 months in 40% French oak. Well, I think actually it's 40% in French oak for 8 months, but that's not how they wrote it. But I'll just take it that way. This is 1899, and it does have a review.
Yes, it does. Hello, this is James Suckley, and I've been in the green room waiting to provide my scores, and I would like to warn everyone, I might have been quite a bit high that night. I was using whippets.
Then James got high. Yes. Then James got high.
And I provided this wine 95 of my points. It's a fuck ton of points, as they would say. And I wrote, wonderful intensity of crushed berries, pink pepper, and volcanic salt.
Wow.
Yes. I was very intense that day. Full-bodied, yet fresh and vivid, with energy and focus. Extremely long and flavorful. I know someone like that, too. Anyway,
this wine tastes like his review. I feel like we would all also score 95 points.
I'm not done.
Oh.
Drink okay. me or hold me.
No, he didn't.
Oh, God.
Drink or hold, yes.
That's right.
Extremely long and flavorful. I don't know who I was thinking of when I said that, but 95 of Jamie's points. Yeah, that's a lot of points, James.
You know, sometime in the future, we're going to have to arrange for an interview of James Suckling by Barbara Walters.
I'm pretty sure the real James would not come on this show ever.
He would Barbara Walters.
Although.
Pretty sure we can arrange that.
You're offering me $5? Oh, an expired Starbucks gift card? I'll be on. Whatever it takes. Expired coupons? 2 for 1? It's fantastic. I can get Sideshow 2 for $12.
I just love Sideshow wine. It's a 2 for deal. It's like, what? I know. I wouldn't. A 4 for. Man, you could just burn that shit to the ground. So, the Vajlio. In the glass,
it's a dark some bitch.
It is distinctly darker than the Apatagua.
It might be darker than the tires on my car.
It might be. It is a dark bastard. It looks like.
It looks like you.
Yes.
A petite Syrah. You'd expect a petite Syrah to look.
Yes, I've seen ugly ass Syrahs that look like this too. Maybe a little less purple, but nevertheless.
Yeah, I would not guess Malbec off of this. I would.
Something serious.
Yeah.
And the nose is serious, too.
Yeah.
Perfumey.
Mm-hmm.
Floral. Volcanic salt.
There's a little bit of oaking, but there's something else in there.
There's a distinct, oof. Oh. What was that? Ooh, what is that? It's a raspberry.
Berry.
But it has a blackberry, but then a red raspberry that comes in too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's pungent. And you wouldn't expect that color that would come in there. But
very bright is just how I would describe this nose. Mm-hmm. It's just a very bright nose.
And vanilla is also in there with some cassis.
A very subdued nose. This isn't a big nose. Everything's kind of mottled.
It's big compared to the Alpatong.
Well, there's that.
Yeah. There's only one thing left to do that.
I feel like there might be something green in there that I'm trying to stick my nose in real far to find.
Maybe it's something blue and borrowed and something new. Could be. I don't smell anything green. That was very clever, though. Smile. You need to smile more.
Green or the floral? Green or the floral? Becky, do you think
I'm
it's green
so
or the offended. Or the floral?
I was not thinking vegetable. I was more thinking something like an herb is what I was smelling
in
there.
Oh, well, that's fine. Hmm. Okay. Mint, slightly minty.
Hmm. It's so hard for me to do spices. I can't. If I had the
tarragon
spice rack, I would be like, this is what I'm smelling.
It's not rosemary or thyme.
I don't know what it is, but I smell something herbaceous
in
there.
Is it tarragon, perhaps?
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah.
A little herbaceousness.
Yeah. Not vegetable. Not veggie. Okay. Smelling something. Oh, we're tasting it?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to do it.
You know, for a 95, James, your review didn't have a lot of substance to it. I'm getting flipped off.
This is tannic. And I love tannic wines.
Sweet baby Jesus. Yeah, that one won. This has won the competition.
Something that I will say
holy
is
fuck.
It's almost not the same varietal. It doesn't taste the same, does it?
I'm sorry, Alpatagua, that I put you in this. Oh Jesus, put you in this competition.
It's not fair.
No,
it's not fair. This is a very, very full-bodied.
This is
tannic.
It's what's called a ringer.
This is as full-bodied as cabs. I don't normally put Malbec in that category.
The finish hasn't stopped. We're talking about a 30 to 40 second finish. I know you can't count that high.
I'm pursing my eyebrows, folks.
I can't even really get past the tannins yet to tell you anything about
it's
the wine.
It's a big fucking bastard. I don't know about volcanic salt, but you know, or pink pepper, but I've never,
I can't even taste anything but the tannins yet.
Never
it's
had
so
pink
good.
Pepper. Well, it does say drink or hold. No, I said drink me or hold me, and fuck you, Scott. And that horse you rode in.
Hold me now. Oh, warm Rob's heart.
The black raspberry is predominant in the front palate. Mm-hmm. The finish is so lovely, though. It's hard to even talk about the beginning because the end is so nice.
Scott has not said nary a word except for singing Hold Me Now. This is a big, full-bodied. Mm-hmm. It's full-bodied.
Full-bodied with like a capital.
Spicy. With a fairly prominent oak component, even though it's oaked judiciously. Wine. This does not taste like an $18 wine at all. Not even close.
I also am a little bit like thinking about people that I know that have told me they only drink Argentinian Malbecs. I'm like, okay.
Wow.
This is really good.
You know what this is, Scott? I normally use I reserve this term for only wines that are like this. This is rattlesnake venom. That's what this shit is. This is rattlesnake venom. It'll bite you. It's a potent potable. It has punch. Power, flavor. It has a front palate, mid palate, and a big ass finish.
I don't think I'm as big on the front palate.
But no, it has that big, bright blackberry, black raspberry, like Becky said. Now, once again, its party piece is the finish. Mm-hmm. The finish is long, and it also is spicy. You have a lovely little, well, a peppery cayenne finish. Well, I guess it's cayenne pepper, isn't it? I know this is a smaller production wine, obviously, than Cantina. But if I were Cantina, and I knew what it tasted like, which is a fine wine, but I knew that Vaggio or Vaglio, they priced it a dollar cheaper than mine, I would look at myself and just jump in a river because I would be ashamed. I would be absolutely ashamed that I charged $20 for something that tastes half as good as this does at $18.99. And I know that the Cantina is a good wine, solid wine.
It is.
But it ain't this. This is different. This is one of those bionic freaks that exist. You know what I'm saying? There are very few of these wines that surprise you to the point of, oh my God, what is that? Mm-hmm. When can I buy more of that? Because that thing is impressive. Now, it'll be impressive in 3 or 4 more years because it needs to settle down just a little bit, in my opinion. But it does have a bit of ageability there because of its girth, size, beastliness, savagery. It's all those things.
An incredible body,
mm-hmm,
with a really nice finish. The backside of this wine is so balanced. Mm. I the front palate's not my favorite,
but it's pretty good
compared to the rest of the wine. Well, it's non-existent.
In fairness, it's pretty good. The big thing is the back end of this wine. I agree with that. The front palate, though, it exists. It's just, how can you, I mean, what are you going to do? Be Harlan and have huge fruit? I mean, where are you going to get something that counterbalances that big of a back end? You know, especially at $18.99, for Christ's sake. Where are you going to find that? You can't.
Would you know that this is a Malbec?
No. I've never tasted a Malbec taste like this.
I was just thinking that in my head. I honestly, because of the pepperiness of this, I would maybe say, and it's so full-bodied, I would maybe place it as a Tempranillo. I mean, I would be, like, struggling. If you did this on a blind taste test, I do not know where I would land.
You know what?
Pepper would be the only thing I could come up
with. I've never really, I mean, normally Tempranillos that are better don't come across this way, but I probably would, I don't know, I might even say Shiraz. Something like that.
I don't know where I would go. That's what I was. I know I would say Tempranillo because I would taste the pepperiness.
Yeah, because,
and how full bodied it is. And I wouldn't know where else to go.
You have a stark. I'm not gonna. It's a bad term, but like the bittersweet chocolate that is there in the mid palate. That's very punchy from the astringency. I wouldn't equate that to a Cabernet. So I would be kind of thinking, well, what does have like a tarish background when it's ugly and mean? What are ugly, mean wines? This, though, isn't quite as ugly and mean as some things. But
I would stick with the bitter chocolate rather than the tarish thing.
No, but I'm saying like ugly Shirazes, what do? They kind of go down this road. No, they get a lot uglier. Remember the Thomas Goss? We could barely choke down unless we, you know. But it was fantastic, but we better, you know, I loved it so much. I gave it a 92 and never bought it again. You know, I mean, it's like, that's wonderful. I'm never going to drink that fucking shit again. I would drink this again.
Yeah.
I would buy.
Scott, where would you go if you were blind taste testing it? What do you think?
It'd be difficult.
Yeah.
Blend, probably, wouldn't you? Well, I don't know.
I asked Scott. I know what you would say.
I'm not as good as the blind tasting.
What about the big ugly Zin?
There's no way I would think this was a Zin. It's way too full bodied. It's way too dark. I think I would bypass Zin. I don't even Shiraz. Sure, I could maybe get stuck on Cab for a while, but I think I would go straight past Zin just because it's so full bodied.
Well, my mind would never go to Malbec. It just doesn't go that doesn't go that route. Hey, whatever. That's probably, you know, I would probably say something from France. You know, probably Rhone, but it doesn't taste like a Chateauneuf.
It doesn't, but see, the body's too.
What's it's too
big,
tart.
Yeah,
you know. Well, there's some Languedoc stuff, but Grenache doesn't have that. Grenache has a more rounder front palate than this does. Yeah. Oh, you know what it would be? An ugly Syrah from somewhere, possibly, because that's always the default. I don't know what this is. I think it tastes like yeah. I would say it tastes like a Syrah, but it doesn't. But you're trying to say,
you'd just be so what, lost.
How you're trying to determine how would I be wrong in a blind tasting if I tasted this? You know, but if someone said, you know, this is a Malbec, I'd say, fuck you.
The other thing is,
I knew that.
I would say, okay,
yeah, like what is this?
Yeah. But I think the thing of it is, the best part of this wine is just this big tannic mm-hmm. backbone and, you know, relatively astringent. You know, ironically, yes, I think it's safe to say we prefer this to the Apaltagua. The Apaltagua is actually a little more astringent than this. The Apaltagua, that had that mouth washing astringency, and this just doesn't quite have that.
This doesn't have to have that because it has huge, massive amount of tannin and finish.
I'm not criticizing it. I'm just contrasting the two.
Something else that I was thinking about is a Malbec I would traditionally associate with, like, pork dish. But this I would...
The ones we drink.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a lamb eater, but mm-hmm. like lamb, sure. pork dishes, not something, you know, a really huge steak, but this would hold up well against anything.
This is those tomahawk ribeyes we had back in September that Steve brought. I mean, this is wine is for hedonism night.
It is.
That's a good way to put lamb
it.
Chops.
Oh, that's yes. I mean, this wouldn't be fine with really
those
good
tomahawk steaks with lamb chops.
Well, that yes, and then we had also pork. Over
that
the fire.
Is Urals that night.
Yes, this wine would be better than the Camus, for Christ's sake. It actually is better than Camus.
Easy.
What do you all think about approachability?
Well, for me, it's fine. For most people, they would die. They would actually. It would be like Raiders of the Lost Ark with the Nazis' faces melted.
This isn't where you start out with.
No. Yeah.
In terms of approachability, this isn't where you start out with a novice red wine drinker.
This is rattlesnake venom, as I said.
I know. I'm a little bit thinking I'm getting heartburn from it, honestly.
No, I'm fine.
I'm very happy drinking it, but I do feel like I have a little bit of heartburn.
I'm excited because we haven't had a wine mm-hmm. that is as well, obviously James knew it was good, but I mean 95, come on. But we haven't had a wine that was surprisingly this good in a season and a half.
In such a long time.
We've had good wines. We've had really good wines. But this wine is that next little holy shit.
Yeah.
That's pretty fucking amazing good wine.
So this wine was found on wine.com. Were you just looking for South American Malbecs? Or, like, how did you find this?
I think Jeff asked me if I wanted to find a great wine. No. It had been shown to me multiple times, and I said, there's a couple. There's this, and then there's a Chardonnay that I saw that basically James's review. Mainly, I bought it to ridicule James Suckling. It didn't work out too well. The other one, though, is even a higher James Suckling review. But it's a Chardonnay.
Higher than 95?
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that.
97.
But it's a Chardonnay from Argentina. Chardonnay. So, yeah. So, it was kind of a mocking thing, but I'm not mocking him anymore. I mean, obviously, the James Suckley 95 is not what a 95 would be. I mean, that's Le Vieux Donjon. Becky was out getting coffee when we had that. But still...
I'm just
mocha. She was getting a mocha.
Douglas understands.
He doesn't understand. He wants to hear you with your girlfriends. And Douglas, let me just tell you this right now. You don't want to hear that show. I don't understand. I'm just saying.
It depends on which girlfriends.
I don't know if we could do like a... is it Andy Cohen?
Who?
The name right?
Oh, like a Real Housewives?
After Hours. If Rob and I could do an After Hours segment with the show, like where we ran a duplicate show the same time.
I'm not following.
That'd be fun.
But that's not unusual.
Oh, like we both would review the same wine?
No,
oh.
Like you guys did the show and then we were off to the side kind of making Andy Cohen comments.
Oh.
Oh, just comments.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Chauvinistic comments.
No. Uh-huh. No, Becky, not at all.
You try to smile a little bit more. You'd be a lot prettier if you smiled.
There you go.
Easy. Oh, you go. No,
that
you
was
didn't.
Perfect.
You have to embrace it, man. Embrace the sexism.
I'm not embracing that at all.
You're a sexist bastard. I've heard you talk about
not
women,
like that.
Women knowing their place, that kind of stuff.
No,
I was like,
never.
What? I was like, wow, dude, that's bad. But you know, I wrote it down.
Smile, you're much prettier. You just said
you'd
that.
You'd be
on
a lot
the air.
Prettier if you smiled, honey. You know, you put the honey that or sweetie.
Sugar plum.
Sugar plum. That just makes you a fucking weirdo. Yeah. Sugar plum.
Hmm?
Hey, sugar plum. Nobody's gonna take you serious then.
Nobody's taking you serious. So
I know, but
that.
Sugar plum. What is a sugar plum? Is that a really? Is that a thing? I know sugar plum fairy, but you know, is that a real thing?
Yeah,
a sugar plum
dances in their head.
Oh Jesus Christ! I don't know. So we got to go around the room and get a review for the Vaglio. Ahe.
Ahe. Ahe. Ahe. I'd like the Vaglio Ahe blackened and seared. Can you make sure that it's still rare?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Yeah. I got to do it. That's high, but I got to do it. That's what it deserves.
95.
Slow down, Trigger. Okay, over to the triple B.
It hurts my heart a little bit to review this compared to Napatawquá.
Well, Napatawquá is a fine wine. They do a good job, but they're playing out of their league here. This is just not really fair. It's like, I know karate, then you go in and you face Bruce Lee and you get your ass kicked. So.
Well, actually.
Okay, you're an 8-year-old and you know karate. You can fight Bruce Lee.
I was thinking it's like a chess and checkers.
If you watch
like
the Tarantino movie,
say.
He got his ass kicked.
Yes, but an 8-year-old with a purple belt.
Brad Pitt took him. Let's put it that way.
Okay, I'm talking about an 8-year-old fighting Bruce Lee. I can fight? No, you can't. You know.
Oh, and we forgot to do scores of integrity.
No, we did them. You just
for
didn't.
This wine?
Both. I did both at the beginning.
Oh, did you do both at the beginning?
I've got my scores of integrity. I did it just before we did this, but...
You're DQ'd.
Well, I was definitely...
At least I don't get last.
I was going to be DQ'd anyways. My scores were very off.
Mine were too.
It's so hard, too, for me, because I'm just not a Malbec drinker.
Mm-hmm.
And so having a frame of reference for this is really difficult.
I'm a Vaglio. I'm going to learn how to pronounce it. I'm going to pronounce the fucking name.
I know.
And
I was
going
to say,
you're probably
like
not going
Vaglio,
to that
yeah.
after tonight.
Vaglio, yeah. Well.
I want you to go back.
Vaglio.
I want you to learn how to say it and then go and dub over every time you've said it on this episode.
With a different accent. Vaglio. Yes.
And then followed up with, squeal like a pig, boy.
Yes. Aggie.
Sir.
By the way, it's
the
also,
proper
it's like
pronunciation
a, it's
is
a,
Aggie.
They have like a picture, well, not a, a painting of the vineyard. So you have like the little.
It's like a watercolor.
Yeah, a little watercolor. So you have the vines and then the. And the.
It's like a charcoal with a watercolor over it.
I like it. It looks like Henry did it, but I like it.
Actually, excuse me, not necessarily a charcoal, but a sketch that's watercolor
over.
Yeah,
it does.
It's very pretty.
It almost looks like
it's
like a napkin drawing, kind of, when they're like visioning, like, here's what we're planning on doing. You're at the bar, you know, and you like sketch it out on your napkin.
But Scott's
that,
right.
I like
it. It is watercolors, though, you can tell.
It's
the,
nice.
The template.
Yeah. Well, no, I think they did that on each bottle.
Well.
La, la, la.
It's only 56 acres.
I'm ready to do my review.
Oh, good. Go ahead.
So, this wine, I would love to have someone on that doesn't love red wine like we do, because it speaks to so many things that we all love.
Who would that be?
We are having a Nazi on the show.
I'm just saying, we love tannins.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, this wine speaks to the things that we love.
Good things?
Yes. It is. I think when you said it's a hedonistic wine, that's exactly right. It's like a little bottle of debauchery.
I'm just going to put this down here. You can have the apple talk.
Anyways, we've discussed the tannins, the spiciness.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have, I wouldn't really, it's so much different than other Malbecs I've had that have been much more medium bodied. Yes. That it's hard to have something like this that's so powerful compare it.
Mm. Go with your gut. Go with your gut.
I gave it a 91.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Because I don't have a frame of reference for it.
It's very ordinary. Oh, Soulfinger by the Bar K's is on, folks. It's a great song. It's actually, it's,
I'm in
it's
the middle of my review.
There you go. Right, I'll just give you a little
touch. I love that song.
It's a terrible song.
I love that song.
They use it as a something to make fun of things in Spies Like Us. It's a terrible song.
Soulfinger.
Go ahead, Becky.
I love the song.
Scott was rude.
I'm done. Go ahead.
Well, I thought you were reviewing.
No, go ahead.
You gave it 91.
91, I'm done.
Give it, but give the review with a smile.
To be fair, I thought you were done too.
The first number I agree with. Go ahead, Scott.
I am not as enamored of this wine overall as my friends the Derns.
Scott.
You're going to have to cut me.
Well, you fuck up.
It's not.
I'm going to fuck you up.
I don't get the front palate at all.
Because you're dumb.
It's like the nondescript fruit, and I'm not getting the pepper at all.
You got lipstick on your cheek.
It's huge.
Because it's not his.
It's big
pansy,
And maybe my palate's just a little off tonight, but I'm not getting anything on the front palate. It's like nondescript fruit to me.
It's amazing.
I love the wine, but it's just this surprisingly big tannic, nice finish, Malbec. But I don't get the fruit. I'm not getting any type of special mouthfeel. The finish is really nice. I'm giving it an 89.
Oh, fuck you and the horse you rode in on, you douchebag. You are fucking stupid.
Why do you say that to him, but for me you sing Perestroika?
Because he's stupid. He gets something worse. You're a douche.
That's where I'm at.
You're wrong.
I just don't.
You're wrong. You give this an 89?
I'm not seeing the same things you are.
You are a fucking crack addict.
Well.
You need to be in Skid Row with your stupid ass.
Skid marks.
And now on to me, folks. The actual correct score. Jesus Christ.
Hey!
Well, you did okay, but no, you haven't seen nothing yet. This wine is rattlesnake venom. Rattlesnake venom means it gets rattlesnake venom kind of score. The power, the grace, the exceptional qualities of this wine really encapsulate this. I thought about this, and really this wine is bracketed, and I put it right in the... No, I put it at the top of the mark. Becky is at the low mark. I'm at the high mark. I'm providing this wine 93 of my points. Fuck you.
You're on
Scott.
Crack.
No,
you're
I'm not.
Insane.
It's a 91 to 93.
Absolutely
it is,
insane.
It is Hall of Fame.
91, 92.
It gets up there.
What?
I'm going to put something of Scott's down low. Screw you. 91, 93. And I give it a 93. Exceptional. The finish is exceptional. The power is exceptional. The fact that it makes me like Malbec is exceptional. This wine makes me like Malbec. It's a special wine. Special wines deserve special scores. You gave it an 89. Good God.
I
can't even look at you.
I don't get the pepper you're talking about.
You are disgusting.
Break this down for me. What's the fruit? Nobody said anything
black
about
raspberry.
The fruit is. That's what you said on the nose.
No, the fruit. Becky said it on the mouth. I would play it back for you, but I don't have the time for someone that gives an 89. Jesus Christ. If you gave it a 90, at least I'd give you the time of day. Jesus Christ. An 80. You gave Klein Ancient Vines a 90. You gave it a 90. You gave this the same score you gave Wagner. And I like Wagner, but you're saying
Wagner
this,
was good.
You think it was good. Jesus Christ. You gave this wine
both
almost the same score you gave
Scott.
Protocolo. Oh my God, you gave it the same score you gave Colossi.
Well,
seriously?
We overscored Colossi.
Are you putting
you
this
gave
in
Colossi
the
same score?
You're putting this on a shelf?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Special distinction.
What I think is interesting is that this wine would qualify for the Value Price Hall of Fame, but it is...
No, it's $19.
It would go up there by Hecula.
Wall of Fame. No.
Yeah.
You're insane.
No.
I can't believe that you're not more of a fan, because this, to me, actually
Scott,
has a lot of Hecula.
This is better
vibes.
Than Hecula. Better than Hecula
Maybe
ever was.
No way.
And has a lot more longevity than Hecula. This is a better wine than Hecula.
Like your all's boyfriend.
Yeah, and Becky hates Hecula. She likes this.
I'm still drinking. But that doesn't mean it's a better wine. It just means she likes it.
It's suggestive that it is a better wine.
Mm.
Your 89 is terrible.
I don't get the things you get. I don't
I
get
know
this
you.
Great.
I don't get the things you get. You got COVID because you're a dirty bastard. I don't get that.
I don't think it's
It's low balanced. Blowing time.
I think it's got a great finish. It's got a great tannic backbone.
Well, what do you need to give it a 90? You things you give it a 90? Jesus Christ, dude. You give it some shit right. things some 90.
It's good. I like it. I recommend it.
No,
doesn't do it for
nobody
me.
Nobody's listening to your recommendation.
I'll be honest with me. Judge. I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure I'm not going to run out to buy it again.
Scott is not from Russia. That's too much of an established country. He's from fucking Liechtenstein.
Just call me Navalny. Throw me in jail.
I step off the plane. It has crossed and I get thrown my in jail. Mind.
I don't. I like it.
I know you
I like
don't.
It a lot, but no, I don't. Don't. I'm not.
You're
I'm not popping a Woody like you
I
are.
Can't wait.
I'm just not.
That's because you're too old and you can't.
No, not true. Not
you gave it the same score you gave Earthquake.
Hey. Easy.
Earthquake.
You gave it the same score as
I
you
can't
gave.
Hey.
I Hecula.
Can't. Yeah.
Hey.
No way.
I can't wait to see what you write as the intro to this.
So, folks, we're gonna take a break because I need to beat Scott with my belt.
You're not going
to
do it?
I'm going to do it. That. I'm going to take my belt off and hit
no.
you with it. So, folks. We're going to take a break and be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, comrades. Here on the wine, yes, I picked the commercial music, and I could not resist exposing Scott's Russian judge.
Name is Navalny.
Oh, good God!
Soviet dissident under arrest after a return from Germany.
You know what?
Why did he go back?
Because I don't know.
So he could get arrested. I think it's all. I don't understand.
I'm sure he's not enjoying it. Scott, I have a wonderful gulag for you. It's called a conga. I'm going to make you drink that shit. So.
And I'll give it 93 of my points.
Maybe you should.
I am a little bit happy that we had a very brief moment of your accent. Because whenever Rob was flipping his shit out about the hoodie that I wanted.
Yes.
I said, we need Scott and his German therapist voice to help you through this really difficult moment.
Rebecca, this is Austrian accent.
You've lost it. You don't have quite that same.
This is Austrian accent.
Is that all you got?
He had such a hard time.
Oh yes, he's not German, Becky. He was in the mountains during the war. He had no involvement in the war.
His emotions over getting me the hoodie that I wanted were so extreme.
No, it's just that you had like 17 different hoodies.
That's not the way I read.
So he scores on this wine. You're comparing this to Numanthia.
Okay.
Yeah. Ridiculous. It's so ridiculous.
It's excellent.
It is nice.
Granted, 91 and 93, I gave it top of the mark. I mean, anywhere between 91 and 93 is probably accurate. Maybe
you.
92. But it doesn't matter. 89 is wrong.
No.
Anything with an 8
I don't get
is
wrong.
Let's do our scores of integrity.
That's right. So.
The first wine.
Yes. Oof. The Apatagua.
I put Rob 89, Scott 90.
Oh.
And I didn't do the second wine, but it doesn't matter because I feel like I'm already.
And I had done Scott 89, Becky 90.
Oh.
Scott, what did you do in the Apatagua?
89.
Well, Scott wins.
Wow. Very
well. Well, not yet. There's two wines we're doing tonight.
That's right.
That's true. I don't think any of us got the Valago or the Vallejo correct. But
I don't think you said it.
Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, gross.
Yes.
Take it back.
Go ahead.
So are they. And they may be expunged. You know,
I didn't write down scores for the second
one. He wants to live there full time. And the residents, there's an agreement that goes back more than a decade. It says You can only stay there 3 weeks at a time, if you're a member.
Question is, do they want him to stay there since he like hires prostitutes to urinate on beds, according to that one, the Steele dossier? Isn't that what that is? I believe that shit.
This is the last.
Go ahead.
This is the last wine vault that yes. I will be on that he is president.
True.
Bye. What? Bye. You mean the election's not going to be overturned?
So excited.
I've got Rudy Giuliani. It's huge. I've got really, I've got the best legal team in the
huge.
World.
They're
the best in the world.
That's really Giuliani.
Okay, stop, Scott. What I didn't huge. Score.
Huge.
My pants off. Scores of integrity.
The facts will be proven.
So, Scott, tell me what you got.
Go ahead.
Robin 90, Rebecca 89.
And I did on the Vaggio. I said Scott 91 because I thought you had integrity. And Becky in 89.
That way makes me the winner.
I have no patience to actually add up the numbers in my mind. So, sure. Scott won.
Again, see, I have the scores of integrity.
Oh, God. You don't have.
I won the scores of integrity.
Other people, but you don't have integrity.
I have integrity.
But this wine does go in the Hall of Fame, folks.
I'll give you that. I can live with that.
Oh, fuck you. I highly recommend it. I didn't ask for your opinion, did I?
I gave it anyway.
I'll provide you with your opinion when I ask for it.
Listen, Mr. Putin, I'm Navalny, and I will stay with my dissident views.
The Vaggio, I think that was actually correct. The Vaggio, is a wonderful wine. Probably it takes Malbec to a different level that we haven't experienced.
Maybe that's just what it is. This is the best Malbec you've ever had.
I think you have a higher score than Catena, by the way.
It's fine.
No, it's not fine. Because sure Catena is a pedestrian, you know, white bread version of this wine. And this wine, you have,
expression
Scott.
Of fruit.
No. No. You cannot. No, yes, you gave Catena a 90. You cannot give this wine 89 if you gave... No, you can't do it. You've got to change your score.
I don't have to.
You have to.
I will not.
You are morally...
I don't remember the Catena. It's not a moral issue.
You are morally bankrupt. I've had Catena 90 times.
It's not a moral issue.
It is inferior to this wine
in
every way.
This is on Facebook.
I know you will get us banned by Facebook by posting a link to this episode because they'll say it's fake news.
No,
they will. You will cause that.
You'll
Jesus
get
Christ.
Posted.
Terrible, man. Jesus Christ! And you can't write the word that describes you on Facebook. I can't.
Sure,
do
you
that.
Can.
No, I can't.
Well, say it. What's the word?
No, I'd have to see you next Tuesday to tell you that word. So
you have to see me next Tuesday.
Yes, put the words together. So fuck.
50 cents.
No, it's not. Anyway, so four. We have.
Pay me today for a hamburger tomorrow?
Never mind. Anyway, a 93 from me, a 91 from the Triple B.
89.
And a Hall of Fame.
From Navalny.
For the Vaggio. And for the Apatagua 388s and a value price Hall of Fame and a tip of the cap to Apatagua for all their efforts in winemaking because they do a good job.
Yeah.
It's a totally fine wine. This
it is
not
a fine
fair
wine. It's a good wine.
Comparison.
I would probably buy it again just as much as I would buy this again.
What's
that's
Bo's
all I'm going to say about that.
On?
I don't know. I don't know what Bo's chewing on.
Rob's
but nevertheless.
Overinflated score.
He has. I think a piece off that drum set.
Could be. So, folks, we're not going to take a break. We're going to bid you adieu.
Sorry.
But we're going to see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.